This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Audio courtesy of TNT. Where's Mitch going? He wanted to argue about something. Now he wants to run off. What are you doing? Yeah, you're the one who had the great big take, buddy boy.
I didn't know I was doing. We were doing the opening segment.
We said the opening segment.
They said stay in here.
No, you know what happened.
I chose not to hear that.
I don't know what they said. And yeah, he got scared.
I chose not to hear that.
He gets scared. He gets nervous.
What am I scared of? What am I scared of? My takes?
It sounds like it for a second there because we were watching this. And I ain't gonna lie to you. They were up by like 14. And I was like, night-night. And I just went to bed.
Well, it was 9 with 58 seconds left.
Well, I didn't know that. I just rolled over and laid down. And so I woke up and went, holy Toledo. Boy, no lead is safe for the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton hits that, what he thought was a 3. Which, boy, you had to know. He had to be so disappointed that wasn't a 3. Because they have to go out there in overtime, Tone. Now it's tied, and you did the choke sign, the Reggie Miller choke to the crowd. It's like, man, you better win that game. You better close that out. And I didn't realize that Aaron Nesmith was just going to go delirious.
Yeah, well, he had what looked to be a Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 winner. Kevin Harlan called it a winner as it was going through. And it was one of the remarkable scenes at MSG that, like, we grew up with these crazy, crazy scenes at that venue. I know people get mad about talking about that venue like it's some
the mecca of basketball.
Yeah, like it was always, it bothered me too. It always bothered me because I never understood it. I had never been there until after college. And my whole life, all people talked about was how that place was just different. Mm. But they weren't good. They hadn't been good for so long. And then to have that moment punctuated with this crazy comeback, they thought they had won it. Reggie Miller is on the call, quite literally on the call, and it's all harkening back to the days of Reggie Miller pulling off that insanity against them with the, what, 9 points in how many seconds?
Like 16 seconds,
Something crazy with the steal.
Not to be confused with the 25-point fourth quarter he had the previous year.
So at the end of this, he hits the buzzer beater. It ties it. He thinks it's a 3, but they did the replay at a toe on the line. They mobbed him at the court, and he's doing the choke sign. And innocuously enough, Mitch is shaking his head already. All right, Mitch, let it ride, man. Let it ride.
I scaled it back a bit because he did say in the post game, which we might play later, that he thought it was a 3, he did it. I still think it's one of the corniest celebrations moves in the playoffs in the last 5 years.
I think it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
How is it corny? Because,
first of all, the way the shot goes in, it's the luckiest bounce he could possibly get off the back iron.
And then it's member's bounce. He owns the place.
And the second thing, to immediately go right to it when you get... I mean, again, when he thought he had the victory, that's one thing. But I initially had thought that when he had tied the game, I'm like, you still have a quarter of basketball to play, buddy. Get this done. Or like you said, you're going to have to be suffering the consequences.
But he didn't know that. He didn't know that's when it went down.
That's what I meant. I added that disclaimer.
You got another quarter of basketball to play, mister. You better focus. You're upset about that.
I'm just frustrated about this whole process of the Indiana Pacers of the last couple of weeks, how they went from the team that nobody would have thought would have made any sort of long playoff run. Now they're starting to look like the team that everybody's really talking about as like who could be the team to win the overall finals.
Uh-huh.
And just this whole process of Tyrese Haliburton going from a guy who was good, like really, really good. Now he's now he's a genuine super. I called him a fake superstar at one point. Now he's a real superstar.
Boy, this is some, I don't understand what this pan up anger with the Pacers. I mean, they play in Indianapolis.
I mean, they just beat the Cavaliers in five games. One of the best Cavs seasons ever.
I'm more mad at the Cavs than I am at the Indiana Pacers.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm not really mad at them. Like, I was watching, I know Miles Turner just got shut off like a faucet in the second half, but I'm watching that going, man, I like that guy. That guy's a lot of fun. I'd like to see him. Like, do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying that's one of the corniest celebrations ever. That is.
Well, there's only one way to find out where it stands.
Yeah.
Here you go. Rank your corniest celebrations of the last 5 years, Mitch.
Number one is Jason Tatum's.
Yes.
We did it.
Yes. You number had to two, have Jason one. Tatum in there.
Number two is probably Tyrese. And then number three is probably Jason Tatum recreating the Kobe photo.
Yeah, Tatum last year was all sorts of embarrassing.
He tried to do the KG anything as possible.
So, and then he didn't win finals MVP, yeah. And then he didn't play in the Olympics.
So Tatum, Haliburton, Tatum.
Sure.
Boy, owning two of the top three spots. Yeah. Congratulations to Jason Tatum.
Well, now I got to know. Who are your top three corniest NBA players?
We got
number one, Jason Tatum. There's got to be worse guys than Haliburton for two and three, but I can't think of them right now. Brooks is up there.
Damn it, I was going to say it to him.
Who are the Cavs' least favorite opponents right now, individually, other than Brooks? That's what I'm trying to think of.
Not themselves. What?
I'm struggling to think of like the third one. I'll come back to you with that one.
Jared Allen?
Oh, jeez.
According to someone might have on later.
Oh, boy. I bet some people would say Kevin Durant.
I'm kidding.
Here we go. Top three biggest haters of the Cavs. Number one, Ken Carter.
Oh,
keep going.
I don't hate him. I'm just mad at him. There's the difference. You got to love something to hate it, though.
LeBron's been called corny by a bunch of people.
He just reads the first page of books. That's the worst thing.
That is corny, though. That is real corny. If you don't read books, don't act like you read books.
A commercial about
it. You don't need to sit there and... He did? I didn't see that. If you don't read books, don't read books. Don't act like you read books. I read like a book a year. We had a whole book club last summer.
Phil Steele's book does not count
not
as a
Phil
book a year.
He marks it up.
No.
The Beast does not count as a book a year.
I'm reading a book called Welcome to the Jungle Inn. Thank you very much.
About which 1960s college football coach
it is
this?
Not about a 1960s college football coach. Thank you very much. It is about a gambling den in Youngstown. Thank you very much.
Can you imagine if
Murray, very close to the deer?
Can you imagine if Murray Warmoth,
the antelope killer,
somehow there was
someone's got to keep his memory alive. That's a national champion. Someone's got to keep his memory alive. Tone, damn it, I'm gonna be the one to do it.
I thought that was one of the coolest moments. The fact that it wasn't a game winner.
But Murray Warmoth.
Last night, that way that Haliburton dribbled into the paint. Then
that was awesome. I can't believe Mitch is upset by that.
On a dime, he then dribbled back out to the three-point line, contorts his body, shoots it, thinks he won the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So to Kevin Harlan, the place is so stunned.
Kevin's was great. I was not listening to Kevin, though. I was listening to this.
I'd like to know if they were at the game or doing it
from Korea?
Yeah, because if they were at the game, they would have gotten punched in the face.
That audio is courtesy of Korean TV.
SPO TV.
Yeah.
Is it already Saturday night over there?
Find out if they were on remote, because there is no doubt if they were, like, imagine if they were courtside and doing that. I mean, Larry David and John Hamm, who were sitting courtside, would have strangled them.
They're just in an internet cafe in downtown Seoul.
That's amazing. I loved it so much.
Was it distracting to see Larry David in the purview of the TV?
No.
The entire game? I could not stop watching him.
Really?
I'm missing basketball because I'm looking at Larry David, just waiting for hilarity to ensue.
Keith still has to get a hold of him. I just wanted to find out the one thing about the one character that happens to have my name.
Says your name.
In the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is that season? So which season is it?
It was two seasons ago.
Yeah. Was it with Mocha Joe? Yeah. I think it was during the Mocha Joe season.
Yeah.
And he says Ken Carmen.
Yes.
One of the characters' names is Ken Carmen, and he is known for listening to sports talk radio.
So like 2017, 2018, somewhere.
Because I remember, I was still wondering if Andy Roth was pulling my leg, because Andy's like, because he calls in, Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld have like called into Steve Summers, who's a legendary voice in WFAN. And so the guy listens to it. And that was when we were on CBS Sports Radio, so I wasn't imagining, Andy Roth basically put the idea in my head, and then off we went. And Keith still has not been able to get, the guy who gets everybody, he got James Caan.
Mm-hmm.
He got James, that's right, he got James Caan on the afternoon show, and we're still trying to get Larry David. Either way.
And Owen Hart.
There is another move past that. There's another question. Humana. Tyrese Halliburton or Jalen Brunson? And the reason I asked, Pat Boyle, right before we went on the air, he's a big Knicks fan, which I got to tell you, I thought I was like, hey, I know a lot of Knicks fans. I might like them to win because I like my friends to win. I love when the Knicks lose because
it's incredible.
They win the second round against Boston and they're celebrating the streets. And like, you got Pat Schrager, and he's on ESPN, and he's a positive guy, and he's a likable guy. But he is like talking about this historical moment. I go, the second round is an historical moment? Really? okay, it's your team, fine. And then they lose last night in Pat's stand. This is one of the worst losses of my life. I'll be in seclusion. It's like, buddy, it's game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And he did say that he still picks the Knicks to win the series, and they have the best player in the series between both teams, meaning Jalen Brunson. And Owen's like, I don't know about that. And I sat here and I thought, I go, yeah, I still want to say Jalen Brunson is the better player, the best player in the series. Tone?
Well, what's just absolutely crazy is I would go through these rankings all the time about the point guards in the Eastern Conference and in the NBA, and where's Darius Garland? Where's Darius Garland? And this year, Darius Garland was ahead of Halliburton, and by the regular season standards, he was ahead of Brunson. And then these guys have just turned into completely different players, you know, in the playoffs. 31 points last night, 11 assists for Halliburton. Obviously, Brunson, 43 points. He did turn it over a ton, did have 7 turnovers, but they had the lead. They had the commanding lead. They had a 9-point lead with like 55 seconds left. Then they had an 8-point lead with 41 seconds left. And they totally squandered it. Totally disastrous. And I'm just sitting here watching this Halliburton play. To see a dude dribble straight
lost
in.
Lost the dribble.
Then he turns around, dribbles out, then starts to pivot. And you know who's on him? Mitchell Robinson, who blocked his shot earlier in the game, where he was even on the microphone saying, it's tough to get a shot off over him. Like, that's how long. Remember, he had no problem with Jared Allen.
No.
But Mitchell Robinson had blocked his shot earlier. And on this play, Robinson is closing. So the Knicks, you're thinking the best of both worlds. He's not angled in the right way. He's got to get the shot off. And the dude somehow gets the all-time bounce. Now, you said luck, right?
I thought it was luck,
Basketball players will say, shooters bounce. It reminded me of Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard against Philly that ended up resulting in them winning a championship with Toronto.
It did bounce like 20 feet in the air. There's got to be some luck involved.
Right, that's not the normal but shooters bounce when you for having do, sky up in the air that, the thing that is, high.
And Lima, you notice this, and Owen notices this. The choke sign ain't just about the perceived three-pointer. It's that they were down by 9 with 50-something seconds left.
Well, wasn't he staring over near where Reggie Miller would
I'm
be?
I'm sure he was. I'm
just,
sure he
just
was.
Just as a nice tribute to Reggie, right? That's what that was.
Yes. You gotta, come on, you gotta.
This is 3 heroic moments for Halliburton now in 3 successive series.
That's more than some of the top superstars in one career, let alone one playoff.
So you have to respect your elders, and Reggie Miller is one of his elders. He plays for the Pacers. I thought that was, in that building, it was a great thing to do. It was a hell of a move. Even if it was premeditated, they was asked, right? You said he was asked if it was premeditated or not. This is Tyrese Halliburton on whether or not, real quick, whether or not it was premeditated.
In the moment, I mean, I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. Everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to feel right. If I would have known it was a 2, I would not have done it. I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
I love that. So I don't care. I love it. I love it that you're thinking about it the entire time and you get the chance to use it. Like Big John Thompson. Manly Fieldhouse is closed. Fantastic. Love it. Happy.
It just sucks.
Good for the Pacers.
It sucks that I think these playoffs have been amazing. I think they honestly have been the best NBA playoffs in like, I don't know, at least 5 years. It seems like this is an all-time heater that this sport is on. It just sucks that the Cavs aren't part of it, right? I mean, I bet a lot of Cavs fans are like, I'm not watching any of this.
I don't know, man.
I'm not paying attention.
I've been the guest on a lot of networks. They're saying different about the playoffs, about the NBA.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You make fun of me all the time for going on Dan Dockage's show, and obviously. Oh. By the way, you were the last person to be a guest on Dan Dockage, so I don't even want
to
hear it.
Even Dockage has to be loving this. This has to be pretty amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.